Jeremy Bradley here, once again live experiencing everything that Louisiana has to offer. And you know, I'm a big animal lover, so we're at the zoo. And all of our adventures are brought to you by ShopErnie.com. And you know, everybody loves a golden retriever puppy. Ernie and his dogmestic partner, Basil, you get that? Dogmestic partner, Basil, have a greeting card for every occasion. Check out the cutest dogs at ShopErnie.com. That's ShopErnie.com. Now, while you're web surfing, you can check out all of the highlights from our adventure here. It's LFT.JBOnAir.com. LFT.JBOnAir.com. And, you know, I love animals, so I've got to go to Zoosiana. That's where I am. I think I said that right. I'm with George, who, believe it or not, owns a zoo, everybody. George owns the zoo. First of all, I've got to ask you, how do you buy a zoo? Why do you buy a zoo?
Can't really say specifically why you buy a zoo, but in my case, I worked, I was a banker for 21 years, had a great job, loved it, but I was stuck inside all the time, and this opportunity came up. The zoo was about 10 years old when I bought it. I've been having it now for 16 years, and it gave me an opportunity to do a lot of things I've always wanted to do, be a business owner. It has so many different venues that I can work with at the zoo. It would be from buying merchandise to my gift shop to buying animals, working with the animals, doing landscaping, just anything that I would choose to do, I'm able to do it over here.
So it's not so much that you're just an animal lover, period. Of course, there's a business side of things and creativity, because from what I understand, you actually make a lot of the things you have on display here. I'm looking forward to seeing that. So what sort of regulation, can anybody buy a zoo? How does it work? Like, what do you...
It's, you have to be approved to buy it. First of all, you have to have the funding available. So I was fortunate to have a local bank help me with purchasing it. But the there's quite a bit of information that's going to be required to be... You have to have several permits and licenses, USDA, Wildlife and Fisheries, other federal agencies, you know, to have the different type of exotic animals. You can't just say, I want to get a tiger and a monkey and, you know, get approved for it. You have to be an exhibitor, or you have to be doing some type of research. It just depends on the situation.
Yeah, it's very legitimate here, because, you know, we see those stories of other countries where it's a quote-unquote zoo, but it's really kind of not, right? It's just there for entertainment. So we're going to go through on a tour. I want to know, what am I going to see here, and what is your favorite animal or creature here at the zoo?
Well, I have some treats up my sleeve for you.
Oh, God. You know I love that, right? Okay. All right. I'll be surprised. Go ahead.
I'm going to let you get up front and close with our lions, and then we'll go to something.
No, I don't think you're going to, but all right, go ahead.
Well, then we'll go to the parakeets. That might suit you better. Ease into it. We'll take a look at some of our large cats, our leopards. We have a white tiger. We have a regular tiger. It's a golden Bengal that we have. A lot of primates. I'll let you get up and close and personal with them. And show you around the back of the zoo, where we prepare all the diets, where the zookeepers work. And we also have what you call a zoo live show. We have animals that are trained. It's an educational, entertaining type venue, and I think you'll really enjoy that.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it. As we head back into the music here on the show, I'm going to check with my people to make sure my insurance is up to date and paid for before we go and do that. Again, lft.jbonair.com. George, let's go take a look at the fun here, okay?
Very good. Thank you.